This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Do it. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. There's a training school out there called Defense Training International. And their mission statement, which is very compact, is, "It is our duty to make you aware of certain unpleasant physical realities intrinsic to the planet Earth." And joining us to discuss things that are going on is writer, trainer, fighter, John Farnham. Good evening, sir.
Hi. Thanks for that flowery introduction.
You like that? John is, I met John for the first time ever at SHOT Show. Actually met his wife first, and then I ran into a restaurant where he was sitting and just full-on fanboyed him. I hope I didn't embarrass myself.
We had a great time.
We did. And then he was kind enough to come over there and sit down at the booth on Radio Row and have an interview with us. You have written at Ammoland for years.
Yes.
About what the leftists will do, what the leftists have done, what these guys are doing, what these guys are done. And you've always pointed out that no one's coming to save you. You are alone. Carry armed every day, all the time, everywhere.
That's my advice to most of my students.
Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't apply to everyone.
Right.
When my students come to me for training, that's my advice. Even today, we have a reluctance on the part of trainers to talk about what we're really doing. Even in police academies, they like to run cold ranges and we see officers walking from the range of their car with empty guns. I try to communicate to my students that going armed, particularly concealed carry, is basically an attitude. It's more than just a set of skills. Either you go armed or you don't. It's like putting on a seatbelt in your car. You get in your car, you put on a seatbelt. Or don't. It's your choice. But please don't insult my intelligence by trying to tell me you can tell dangerous times from safe times.
Do you feel sort of like Nostradamus right now? I mean, you have long had plenty of things to say about Antifa, and I think this time they're sort of unleashed.
Yes. Yes, it's been there all this time, and now we're seeing, their true agenda, or part of it anyway. And, of course, this goes on with the screaming cheers of Democrats who think this is all just wonderful. The people who are under the thumb of Antifa right now in Seattle may have a different opinion.
When you talk about what you're actually doing now, I have always, when I train, and there's a lot of people that give me a hard thing about this, because if I'm squaring up on a target, when they tell me to fight, I'm going to pull the gun out, and I'm going to be shooting the gun as fast as I can, hitting the target. Because my feeling is that if I put a wall of lead out there, he's not going to get a chance to shoot me.
Well, there's...
I'm moving as I'm doing that, and I'm trying to find a place to go hide, too, as well. But, I see these people go train, and they pull their gun out like they're working on their form or they're posing for a picture, and boom, 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 and...
Again, it becomes an academic exercise, and that's fine. I don't care what people do. But if you want to train with me, it's going to get serious, and we're not going to skirt this issue. We're training you to kill people with a gun as fast as you can when right. that becomes necessary. That's part of our program. And, you know, the other part of, as you know, is avoidance. And none of us wants to shoot anyone, but you can't go about it half-heartedly. You're either got to train or not. And of course, we emphasize precision. We don't shoot carelessly. We emphasize the use of sights and precision because every bullet you launch, of course, is going to have consequences. When you're carrying a pistol, as most of us do, you have to realize that no matter what caliber and what brand of ammunition you're using, your pistol is a pathetic pop gun. There's no power. There's not much accuracy. There's not much capacity. There's very little to recommend it, except that they're smaller when you carry them around.
Right.
And so when you're fighting for your life, you have to confront the reality that multiple fatal strikes will probably be necessary to get the fight over with.
Rapid multiple fatal strikes.
Yes.
Now, when I say I'm shooting as fast as I can, I am shooting at steel, so I'm hitting steel.
Yes.
But I've been to, like, one of Steve Fisher's classes, and I'm going to work more on my accuracy. But then I've been went to tactical response, and, you know, they train pretty much the way you do as far as what they're training to do because they're training you to shoot people.
Well, that's right. There's we have to combine both steel targets and paper targets, I think, in a good training exercise. With a steel target, we shoot at paddles, maybe the side of a sheet of notebook paper.
Right.
I can't tell you where you hit on it, but I can tell you whether you hit it or not. And that gives you that instant feedback, that instant reinforcement, which I find very therapeutic to my students. They know right away that they were successful.
Right.
When you shoot a paper, when you go examine a hole several minutes later, the connection from what you did and the location of the hole is compromised at least a little bit. But I find we have to do both. I think when you shoot all steel, you get this idea that when I'm successful, I'll get a reward. I'll hear the steel move, it'll fall down, I hear this ring. When you're shooting people, you're not going to get any of that. In fact, the most likely behavioral change you're going to see when you shoot someone with your pistol is they'll run away. Or they may just stand there. You certainly won't hear a clang. They probably won't fall down right away. There's no way to tell that you hit it. There's no blood. There's no way to tell that you're hitting or not other than the confidence of your own shooting.
Right.
So this is one advantage shooting paper targets. People say, well, you shoot a paper target, it just sits there. Yeah, that's the idea. You need to get used to that. That when you're successful, nothing happens. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen in a real shooting. So I like to use both. I think both steel and paper targets are therapeutic. The steel is a little more exciting, but you still, I think, you need to know exactly where your bullets are going.
Yeah, I'm coming to that conclusion myself. In the beginning, it was, you know, I was out there testing guns and everything, and, you know, for a video, the brass rainbow looks pretty impressive, but... I started developing a technique that was right akin to that of a dumpster fire, I think. So I have slowed myself down, slowed my roll, and I'm going to start working a little more on the accuracy. We're coming up on the first break to find out where John trains and where he goes to train people. And John and his wife, Vicky, are very mobile, agile, and hostile out there training people. Go to defense-training.com. I presume you have a full schedule up there, boss. I know you've been probably sitting dormant, right?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah?
We had to move several classes from the spring into the fall because we couldn't travel. So, it's pretty full the rest of the year.
Well, defense-training.com. Go look. You may be able to wedge yourself in.
They'll be delighted to have you.
Very good. Very good. And when we get back, I want to talk to you about how you would advise somebody that you've trained to travel in the time of Antifa. That when we get back.
Sure.
My guest is John Farnham from Defense Training International. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking to the chief instructor at Defensive Training International, and that is John Farnham. Real quick, are you still doing your classes in Columbia, South Carolina, later on in November?
Oh, yes. That class is scheduled. We'll have a wonderful class down there.
I might have to try to sweet talk you and let me come down and film
that.
We
would be delighted to have you. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Hey, I love that kind. That's all, you know. That always appeals to the Italian in me. Now, when you travel, and I've read extensively about how you travel, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever traveled anywhere where you didn't take a gun with you?
No. No, so if I can't take a gun, I don't go there.
There you go. So in this era of Antifa, which, and Antifa has, they're sort of getting tooled up now. In Seattle, they look like they're getting tooled up. Dude opened up the trunk of his Tesla and was pulling out AR-15s with carry handles on them, which I hadn't seen since when I was in the military in the 80s, when they still had carry handles. Those were M-16s, weren't they? Were they? I don't know.
Yeah, that's how the gun was originally designed. It was actually an upside-down trigger guard. It was the charging handle was inside that. Later on, they moved the charging handle to the back, but they kept the handle, and it was later called a carrying handle.
Right. So, in this era, when you travel, when you and Vicky travel, what do you guys pack in the just-in-case bag?
Well, I've got pistols on me as we drive. Basically, I travel two ways. We either drive, we try to make a circuit when we drive, or if I have a course off in some part of the country and nothing close by, I fly to it. But when we're driving, of course, we're carrying pistols. But I've got an M4 in a low-profile container using the back seat, so I can get instant access to my M4 if I need it. And I shouldn't just say M4. I've got Robinson Arms. And the car and the Inland M1 carbine and any number of guns that fill that role. And then I've got some more, usually because we're training and I need examples of other guns when we trained. And so I have a vault in the truck and they're locked up in the vault. But I always have several that are instantly accessible.
Are you as sad as I am that Robar sort of went out of business or whatever they did with that top-bottom polymer AR-15 they had made?
That was we've got a copy, and I only wish I'm happy to recommend it, but no one makes one right now.
They sponsored me for a while, and what I normally do is when I lose a sponsor, and because I have other sponsors coming on, it's sort of a business consideration that I don't promote older sponsors.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that, and that's one of the ones that I've always regretted getting rid of. So.
Yeah. Well, Freddie Blish, who ran that, is still a good friend, and he's still active. And Freddie made my signature M4. That is now being made by VanComp, also in Arizona, and they do just a great job.
Now, do you worry about things like body armor and...
Okay, that's a good question. What we call concealable body armor, the typical soft body armor. I get this question from a lot of students. Is this something I should get? And the answer is this. If you're going to wear it every day, you know, under your clothing in a concealed, you know, manner.
Right, right.
It makes sense. If you're not going to wear it every day, it's a waste of money. It's just going to sit there and do nothing.
Right.
The good body armor is going to cost you upwards of $1,000. At least to me, that's a lot of money. And so our uniformed officers, you know, wear it as part of their job, so they all have several copies. But as a non-uniform person walking around, when you think there's a need, and you're going to put this on every day, just like your underwear, and wear it every day,
right?
Then that makes sense. If you're not going to wear it every day, you're probably kidding yourself. It's just going to sit in a drawer and do nothing, and it's a lot of money for nothing.
Right.
Now, in between, there's another thing that could be considered. Several manufacturers make what amounts to a field jacket, a military field jacket with Kevlar panels in it that's designed to be thrown on quickly. And they're very expensive, But when you keep one of these in your bedroom with the idea that when necessary, I can throw this on relatively quickly, that might be arguable. Or, you know, if you want to have something like that in your car, where if you're involved in a shooting, you can throw this thing on quickly. And so most of them are bright color, like they're yellow or orange or something like that, and that would maybe be less likely the police would shoot you at that point.
That would be nice, I'm sure.
You might argue for that. The standard, concealable body armor, once again, unless you're going to wear it every day, you're kidding yourself.
So when you're carrying all of your stuff and everything, do you have anything to carry spare? Like if you have to break open a pack and pull a rifle and stick a handgun on your, however you're carrying that already.
Yes.
Do you have like a chest rig, a vest? How are you going to carry your X? Or do you just throw the bag over your shoulder and you're just going to run with that?
Well, I have my M4 is on a sling. I throw the sling over my shoulder. I've got about 30 round magazines.
Right.
They're fully charged and ready to go. And they're in bandoliers, so I can throw one of those over my shoulder if that's necessary. As far as pistol ammunition, I'm probably stuck with what I got on me.
Right.
I don't have a lot of spare pistol magazines generally. I generally have four for each pistol. I carry two full of hardball for demonstrations, and then I carry two magazines full of high-performance ammunition for carrying, so I don't have to empty magazines during courses. But I don't have a lot of extras. But I do have a lot of rifle magazines, and they're fully charged.
I have thought about a bandolier, but I've never gone that route because when I was in the military in the 80s, we had the LBE. And we had we had bandoliers the ammo came in, but sometimes we would, put them in the magazine and stick it back in the bandolier and carry that.
Yeah.
And I sort of liked that because that was more ammo for me. But anyway, coming up on the next break, defense-training.com, you can go to their website and look at their schedule. And John is one of these people that other instructors like to train with, James Yeager and John. I mean, I know you go to Tactical Response.
Oh, yeah.
James, I don't know how many times he's trained with you. John is a very much traveled and experienced tactical trainer. So check them out, defense-training.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is not happy with the decision.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is no fan of John Bolton's new book.
This is deep swamp revenge porn on the part of John Bolton. He did the same thing with the Bush administration.
Speaking on Fox News, Navarro claimed that Bolton begged for the role of national security advisor under President Trump. Navarro was also accusing Bolton of trying to put together a coup in Venezuela and other countries.
This is not comporting with the tradition of people serving in administrations. He's basically throwing grenades at this administration to make money with Simon & Schuster. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he's done it before, and shame on him.
The administration is suing to have the book not released next Tuesday. House Democrats are launching a big infrastructure bill.
That is so important for a country. It's job creating in its essence, but it's also commerce promoting.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there, she was short on details regarding the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to John Farnham. He is the chief instructor at Defensive Training International. He and his wife, Vicki, go all over the place training people how to shoot bad people. Yeah, fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Yeah. With your ARs, and I don't remember when I saw this, and I think I'm going to attribute this to you, but have you gotten away from red dots and now you're liking the 1-4, 1-6s as an optic?
Yeah, that's a good question, and the answer is no. I still am a fan of red dots. But magnification does have its place, even in a rifle like in chamber for 5.56, which is basically a 150-meter gun.
Right.
In military usage, I think red dots make a lot of sense because they're very fast. And you can put that red dot there and get results very quickly. In defensive usage, and particularly law enforcement usage, sometimes detail is critical. And I'm thinking of a school resource officer, looking down a corridor that's, maybe 100 meters long, and there's several people at the end, and one of them has something in his hand. Well, is it a pistol or is it a cell phone? Through my red dot, I can't tell. I mean, I can put a shot at them fast enough, but I can't tell what it is.
Right.
Through some magnification, now you can get the details that you may need in a case like that. So I say it's more relevant for defensive shooting and for police use than it is for military circumstances, but I like both. And I've got a Steiner and a Vortex. I can't ever think of it. Vortex or anyway.
Vortex, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, on several of my rifles, and they are absolutely wonderful. But they add bulk. They're battery dependent. And with close eye relief, you know, once you're past about 2.5 times in magnification, you're into close eye relief, which means you throw that rifle up, you can't see as much. You can't see around it. With a red dot, it's not eye relief critical. You can mount the red dot forward and look around it. And so, yeah, like everything else, I hate to keep putting it this way, but there's strengths and weaknesses both ways. I have rifles set up both ways, and actually I travel with both. But my go-to rifle usually has a name point, a red dot.
What about handgun? What is your
oh boy, that's another excellent question.
Yeah.
I think in another 5 years, maybe even sooner, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a police officer without a red dot on the pistol. These are just taking off right now. And, again, disadvantages, it adds bulk, you're battery-dependent, you know, all those things. The advantage is speed. It is so fast. And it turns a 20-meter gun into about a 30-meter gun. There's no doubt that that red dot on a pistol is going to extend the range of your pistol. And as a pistol is at eye level, you can see around the dot so that you can stay in your sights longer than traditional iron sights where you can't see anything below the sights. So, in other words, when you throw that gun up to eye level, you can't leave it there very long. If you're not shooting, you got to get that thing out of your face so you can see what's going on. With a red dot, you can leave it there a little bit longer because you can see all around that dot. So, for many people, it just provides a wonderful advantage, particularly those of us who have vision issues.
Yep.
You know, when we get in our 60s and 70s, you're going to start having vision issues. And I have a number of students for whom traditional iron sights are just unusable. They can't use them. And for those people, the red dot on a pistol is a godsend, and now the pistol is usable again.
As far as do you have a particular pistol that is your favorite pistol to carry, the type, brand, name brand?
Oh, just about all the pistols now are coming with either coming with red dots or coming set up so you can plunk a red dot on them. And I think all the Glocks are coming that way. Right now I'm carrying a Shadow Systems pistol. It's a very nice Glock 19-like pistol.
Right.
And it came with it's all set. You want a red dot, it's all set. Just plunk it on there, and you're ready to go. Most of them are coming that way. Now, the manufacturers know that people are going to want this. And so either you get the pistol with the red dot already installed, or if you change your mind later, it's no problem. You just plunk it right on there, and you're good to go.
I'm between Steve Fisher and Dave Harrington. I was sort of unenamored with Glock.
Huh?
And the two of them convinced me to take a look at the fifth gen.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I carry the most now is the Glock 45, the G45, the 19 on the top and the 17 on the bottom.
Very good choice. Right now, I'd say I just took a road trip. We did a course in the Midwest, and I stopped at Cabela's and I in City, Nebraska, and we stopped at the Brownells in Iowa. They're both big, you know, retailers.
Right.
And just out of curiosity, I go and see what's in inventory. I asked both places, can I get a Glock 19? No way. No way. You know, other guns like that, the SIG 320. A little more likely, but still hard to find. And anything in 9mm right now is going to be hard, you know, double column 9mm could be hard to find. Your Glock 45 that you have is a good choice. I suspect that's going to be a little hard to get to. The other thing I asked about is I'm looking for high performance 9mm ammunition, Gold Dot, DPX,
right?
One of these high performance that I would carry in the gun. No way, nothing. They say, you know, it's on order. It's been on order for several months. When it gets here, it's out the door, usually within hours, sometimes minutes of when it gets here. I did a Quip here several months ago, and I said, you know what, order a case of ammo. And better yet, order two cases and have some of this stuff in stock, because this stuff is going to become hard to get. Well,
yeah.
I hate
yeah.
to be prophetic, but that's exactly what's happened.
Well, you've been prophetic about quite a few things, John. Yeah. I mean, you were calling things that, while everybody else was saying, you know, I really like to go shoot me some ducks. You were out there saying, they're going to be doing this soon. Mark my words, they're going to be doing this soon. Why is no one listening? You know, so.
Well, sometimes I feel like John the Baptist, you know, a voice crying in the wilderness.
So we're coming up on the next break. One of the things I didn't do, in the build-up to COVID-19, I had bought a Glock 19 5th-gen and the Glock 45 5th-gen.
Uh-huh.
And the 19 was optics ready. I put an optic on that, and it was great. My eldest son came to me and looked at that, and he said, you know, that'd make a better practical pistol for me to guard your grandchildren with if things get sort of sideways, wouldn't it? I was like, what do you want to give me for it? So now I have the G45, and it doesn't. I guess I'm just going to have to go get it cut, because I can't find one that's optics ready. You're right. They are in short supply.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to go get it cut and throw an optic on there. And,
you put an optic on that pistol, start carrying it around. You carry it around every day, and then tell me if you like it. Because a lot of people get that on. Oh, boy, this is kind of uncomfortable. And, yeah, it's all fine when it sits in a mahogany box gathering dust.
I've been carrying a Chambers Custom with an optic on it for the last little bit. So okay. that's a big, heavy piece. So the Glock will be sort of nice to carry from time to time.
Yeah, by comparison. Be a lot lighter.
You hang on to me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to John Farnham. This is Lock and Load.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Frontsight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Frontsight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We have been speaking with John Parnum from Defensive Training International. One of the things about John has long written about exactly what we're seeing right now. And did you see where most of the night shift for the Atlanta PD called in sick?
Yep, I wonder how those liberals like it now, huh?
Well, I mean, they're setting themselves up to have their own little reality TV, this purge, here shortly with all this stuff. Looking at that, I kind of think that was probably what would be referred to as a righteous shoot. Would you concur with that?
Before I express an opinion on that, sure. I would have to say I lack a sufficient factual basis. All gotcha. I've seen is 10 seconds of video. I'm not going to base an opinion on that.
Gotcha.
I would say this, that the local prosecutor, before the investigation has even begun, decides to file charges. That's completely irresponsible.
Well, they fired him the night it happened.
And then they fired him the night it happened. I tell you what, he's going to get his job back. The union will reverse that in a second because the investigation hasn't even begun yet. And that is completely inappropriate. And, you know, heaven knows what's going to happen in this case.
The taser a deadly weapon 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Right, which is, that's another area of controversy, but that prosecutor has kind of painted himself into a corner.
Oh, yeah.
With that. Well, is it deadly or isn't it? So I think at this point he's got a very weak case. Who knows how this is going to go. I do know that, officers, uniformed officers in that city and Baltimore and New York and many others, Seattle, are just totally demoralized. They know that these Democrats want to throw them in prison. They know that, whatever they do, they'll find some felony lurking in there. And so the result is they're staying off the job or they're taking their time answering calls. And so if these people were all dreaming about depolicing, they're going to get it. because these patrol officers are not going to rush to these emergency calls anymore. They're going to take their time because they know they have no backing at all. You know, as John Wick said in his movie, cops don't drive Cadillacs and don't vote for Democrats.
Right. Do you think they've sort of, now I know you sort of wax politically philosophical sometimes. How now will they pursue gun control when they don't have anybody to actually enforce any sort of, you know.
That's interesting, isn't it? And apparently gun control doesn't apply to terrorists, Antifa terrorists. They apparently can have all the guns they want. It only applies to people who don't vote for them, which are, you know, good and decent people. Right now people are scared. They ought to be. They're coming to me and my colleagues saying, Kelly, what kind of gun do I need to get? I need to get some training here. I'm scared to death. When I call, the police aren't going to come. Yeah, no one's on the way. No one's going to help, maybe. Or at least they'll take their time. As I usually end most of my quiz with, you're on your own, bud.
Well, the thing about this is that I think they've thrown everything into the middle of this now, and this is them being operational. I think we're going to see this kind of behavior until November, and then if Trump wins, which I fully expect him to not only win, I expect him to mop the floor with Gropey Joe when he puts him out there and says, so do you want to defund police? I mean, is that what you want to do, Joe? They'll be like, yes, no, where am I again? So
the Bidenistas, as they're being called.
Yeah. When he beats Joe Biden, then I expect it to detonate. I mean, it's going to go off like a dull thud.
Nonstop. And when these officers are acquitted or charges are dismissed.
In Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta's going to be on fire.
The Democrats, I think, are it's their goal to have nonstop chaos between now and the end of the year. Nonstop. Just what we're saying. There's going to be no let up. This is their effort to win this next election, and they don't care how many people get hurt. So down here at the peon level, where you and I live, no one cares about us. Certainly not the Democrats, and most of the Republicans, for that matter, they seem to be cowering like rodents. Who's going to protect us? Well, I don't have a good answer.
I'm not that concerned with it. I saw in Seattle that one Antifa kid get a hold of that AR-15 before the guard ran up on him and scared him half to death, and I'm sure that he probably needed a fresh pair of pants. The kid didn't know how to put it into operation.
Of course.
They may have guns, and I've looked up all of the leftist leaning gun clubs and everything else, and I've seen some video on them, and I've seen them, you know, having a free for all shootout against the box. It's 20 yards away, and most of them are missing it. The other ones have just got fake guns.
They couldn't shoot their way out of a paper bag.
Sure. So
because they're not good people, they're sleazy criminals. So they're no match for us. It's my fervent hope that I don't have to test that theory.
I don't think that's a theory, John. I think that's a fact. If you were to take your alumni and James Yeager's alumni, which are probably some of them, or you probably got students that have trained with both of you, and sent them out there, I'm pretty sure they could take any particular group that would be put up in front of them.
It wouldn't be much of a contest.
No, it wouldn't. Just out of curiosity, because you have actually answered, because I've been trying to say, do I want a belt to carry all of my stuff, or do I want a chest rig? Because I'm not real big on carrying a plate carrier. When you're talking about a bandolier, are you talking about one that has Molly on it that you strap your magazine pouches on, or are you talking about the old kind that used to come with the ammo that I used to get issued in the
80s? Actually, both. There's several manufacturers that make very suitable, you know, carriers that will carry a dozen magazines you can just throw over your shoulder.
Right.
And that's going to work better than the stuff that comes on the ammo box. They're out of sight, and you can just throw it over your shoulder to have it without having to stuff your pockets.
Would you care to name a name brand so I can go looking for one? Because I'm going to buy one in a break. What do you think about BDS? So they make a good one, do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right at the top of the list.
Okay.
And so, you know, I hate to start mentioning because then I'll hurt somebody's feelings because I forgot to mention them. But there's one guy right there in Camden, Tennessee that
SOE.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they're wonderful stuff.
Yep. All right. I'll have to look into that. I'll see if James might help me hook up with old John. I haven't ever talked to John. Listen, I want to take the time to thank you. I met John and his wife Vicky at the Amoland party because John is a contributor to Amoland, a very good contributor.
Thank you.
And then you were kind enough to put up with my junk when I came in there, and I hope I didn't drool all over you or anything. at the Black Tap, and then he came over there, and I and Joe Chambers were there, and nobody understands why Joe Chambers and I were sitting there just, you know, hanging on every word, but we know who and what John Farnham is. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I hope I make a good contribution. I hope I can spread the sunshine. We're in for some tough times right now.
Well, it's not necessarily sunshine, but if you give a very accurate weather report, that's much better than sunshine.
Thank you.
If it's an accurate weather report, it's much better than sunshine. So
I try to do it.
Defense-training.com. You can find out all the stuff that they're teaching both women and men.
Yes.
Pistol, rifle. Do you do any shotgun?
Oh boy, there's a big demand for shotgun right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Mossberg 500s, Remington 11s, 870s are going out the door as fast as they get in.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
So. He teaches it all. Check him out, defense-training.com. I will be in touch, sir.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity. I hope I didn't bore you to tears.
You bored nobody. You bored nobody. Thank you very much.
And love to get together anytime, bud.
Yes, sir. Coming up, hour number two is inbound. We're going to go down to the planet surface on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.